Hey, beautiful souls. Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of sunshine and self-love in podcast form. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some external validation? Like, you need that promotion, that perfect Instagram photo, or someone else's approval to finally feel good about yourself? Well, honey, I've been there. Trust me, this journey to self-love and acceptance isn't always a smooth ride. It's more like a roller coaster with twists, turns, and maybe even a few unexpected loops. But let me tell you, it's worth every single bump because the view from the top is breathtaking. Today, I want to share a little piece of my own journey with you, a story that's been both challenging and incredibly rewarding. Because sometimes, hearing someone else's struggles can make you feel less alone in your own. You know that feeling when you look in the mirror and just don't recognize yourself? Like you're constantly comparing yourself to some unattainable ideal? I used to get stuck in that comparison trap big time. I was so focused on what other people thought, what society deemed acceptable, that I completely lost sight of who I truly was. It's like living life through a filter, always trying to make it look perfect for everyone else. But guess what? Behind the filter, there's this amazing, unique you just waiting to shine. So how did I break free from that cage of self-doubt and finally start loving myself? Well, it wasn't a one-time epiphany, more like a series of baby steps, missteps, and eventually, leaps of faith. First, I had to learn to silence those inner critics. You know the ones, always whispering negativity in your ear. I started treating them like those annoying spam calls you just hit ignore on. They're loud, persistent, but ultimately not worth your time or energy. Instead, I focused on practicing self-compassion, talking to myself with the same kindness and understanding I would offer a dear friend. Next, I had to redefine what success meant to me. It wasn't just about external achievements anymore. It was about living a life that felt authentic and fulfilling. That meant saying yes to things that sparked joy, even if they scared me a little, and letting go of expectations that no longer served me. Remember those social media comparisons I talked about? I had to take a step back from that constant stream of curated perfection. I'm following accounts that made me feel inadequate and focusing on content that lifted me up. Because honestly, you can't pour from an empty cup. The most important thing I learned on this journey is that self-love is not a destination, it's a continuous process. It's about showing up for yourself every single day, even when it's hard. Think about the time you messed up a presentation or had a disagreement with a loved one. Did you beat yourself up? Or did you take a deep breath, learn from the experience, and keep going? That's self-love in action. It's about embracing your imperfections, celebrating your wins, and treating yourself with the same respect and kindness you would offer someone you adore. Let me tell you about a time when this truly came into play for me. I was invited to speak at this big conference, a huge opportunity. But my inner critic started going wild. What if you mess up? What if they don't like your ideas? I almost backed out, but then I stopped and asked myself, Sienna, what would your best friend do? My best friend would tell me to go for it, to embrace the challenge, and to remember that even if things didn't go perfectly, it was an opportunity to learn and grow. And you know what? That's exactly what I did. The presentation wasn't flawless. There were a few stumbles along the way, but I owned them, laughed them off, and kept going. And guess what? The audience loved it. They connected with my authenticity, and I received so much positive feedback afterwards. It was a true testament to the power of self-love and acceptance. So, remember, beautiful souls, your journey to self-love is unique and yours alone. Embrace the ups, navigate the downs, and never stop shining your light. Remember those five key takeaways. Silence your inner critics, redefine success on your own terms, curate a positive online environment, practice self-compassion, and most importantly, celebrate every single victory along the way. Now go out there and show the world how radiant you truly are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of self-love today and join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your stories and insights. Until next time, keep glowing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.